Kwe, hello, bonjour. My name is Corey White Duck, and you are listening to Pisaysin.
I grew up learning how to do crafts. I watched my grandfather. He used to do birch bark canoes and moose horns, so we got involved in that at a very young age. We'd go walk in the bush with him and collect birch bark. So that's how I started doing, getting involved in crafts.
That's the voice of Katie Kaye from Kitigan-Zibi Anishinaabeg. She is our guest today and has graciously accepted to share with us her knowledge about black ash baskets and making native crafts. Now, you are also a master craft maker here in Kitigan-Zibi. Maybe you could tell us a little about yourself.
I'm Kathleen Kay. Most people call me Katie. Been born and raised in Kitigan-Zibi. I raised my kids here. My mom is Ann Kamanda from Golden Lake. My dad, late dad, was Edward Kay.
Do you remember how young you were when you started doing that?
I was very young. I was maybe 7, 8 years old.
What was it that interests you about that?
I think it was because we were outside with our grandfather. We were in the bush and we enjoyed being in the bush. We literally grew up in the bush, playing in the bush all the time. So that's the reason why I kind of like picked up watching him. And then as I grew older, then we had a co-op on the reserve. It was called the Wadub. My mom used to sew there and she would bring home her sewing. She was making duffel slippers. And I used to see her slippers sitting on the table. So I just literally picked them up and started sewing for her. And then that's how I started. Then we got involved sewing up with the Wadub ourselves. We took some courses through Western Quebec. First, we started off doing duffel coats. It was big back then in the early 70s. So we were doing duffel coats, duffel mitts, slippers. Then we started doing leather moccasins, mucklocks, mitts, and all that. And we learned at the co-op of the Wadub. I remember my first teacher was Quincy Kamanda and Agnes Shabbat.
So you make all kind of native crafts, but I know that you got a specialty in making black ash baskets.
Yeah, that too. I took it to Western Quebec. It was offered at the Wadub. There's a group of us. We all took the basket, black ash baskets, and was given to Western Quebec. And we had two elders that came from Mariah Reserve up in Gaspé. Their names were Mary Jerome and Marianne Jerome. And they taught us how to do the baskets. It was like a 12-week course, and we had two courses, like one advanced and one beginner. So I took both of them, and I got certified in both of them. And I picked up very fast doing the baskets. I enjoyed it. I pound my own log. Like, I get somebody to cut me an ash log, and I pounded myself. That is self-taught.
What does pounding the ash log mean?
That's a process where you get your splints from the ash log from the tree. Yeah, you harvest the tree, cut it up in, I don't know, depending on what size, like a 6-foot log, and then you start just pound it, the process of hitting it, beating it. I use a wooden club made from ironwood, and you beat it, and then what happens is the growth rings, they start to separate, and then you end up with a strip of splints, and that's what we use to make the baskets.
And you gotta make a lot of strips?
Yeah.
It's quite a process.
It is. Like, to do a log, I could work, like, pound 2-3 hours, and I'll end up with about maybe 20 splints. But you can make a lot of baskets with it, because not only do you split it, you separate it, you split it, you separate it, you scrape it. It's a big process just to get your material. Then after that, then you got to decide what kind of baskets you want to make, and how you're going to design it. So you have to plan ahead.
When you're making baskets or making any kind of native crafts, what does that mean to you personally?
I enjoy creating. I like the finishing product. I start from scratch, and then I just work, and then at the end I end up with a finished product, which I myself use. I use it. And doing ash baskets, what's important for me about that is we eliminate plastic by using wood.
Going green.
Going green. There we don't leave no carbon footprint in the, we're cutting the trees down, I mean one or two trees, but we're eliminating all that plastic. So that, to me, that's very important.
What is your hope for the future in regards to the knowledge and the skills you have?
Well, I would like to pass on my knowledge to the new generation, so that way we keep our culture alive, keep our tradition alive. Right now I have my little grandson, I have him pounding the hash, and he enjoys it too.
That's cool.
So, yeah.
How old is your little grandson?
He's 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is cool. I think bringing back the Wadub would be a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of people would benefit from it, from a co-op.
And like how you obtained the knowledge from the older generation, you're kind of passing it on to the new generation.
Yeah, that's important. Yeah.
Sure. Awesome. So I have five rapid-fire questions I'd like to ask you, and you just tell me which one you'd prefer.
Okay.
Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Winter or summer?
Summer.
Moose meat or deer meat?
Moose.
Sea pie or beans?
Sea pie.
And do you like making small baskets or big baskets?
Big baskets.
Are they easier to make or?
Much easier than the small ones, because the small ones, your hands are very, very tedious.
It's like, very intricate.
Yeah, yeah.
If anybody would like to get a hold to you for Kaya's Crafts, or would like to reach out, maybe get a basket made, how could they reach out?
Through my email, which is kathleen17@bell.net.
Do you have a Facebook page?
Facebook, it's Katie Kaye.
And is there any website yet or any plans
for
the future?
No, but in the future, we plan to do a web page for Kaya's Crafts and my company. Actually, my company's name is KC's Black Ash Basketry. And I've been doing workshops, facilitating workshops for baskets. I went to Toronto and North Bay several times, Ottawa, and even here at the Friendship Center, Cultural Center. I teach people how to make baskets.
Awesome. So, Kachimi Gwetch, for coming in today, Katie, and giving us your time.
You're so welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
And that was Katie Kaye from Kitigonzebe Anishinaabeg. Miigwech to Katie for recording this teaching. Miigwech to Samyan for the music. And Kachimi Gwetch to all of you for listening. My name is Corey Whiteduck, and this is Pisaasen. Pisaasen is a project initiated by Minwashin.